Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for another week, an overview of what's going on. I wonder how many of you on farms are connected to the event that is scheduled for Monday. We didn't schedule it. Mother Nature or God or whoever you think is in charge of the heavens schedule this fabulous photo op that a lot of people are going to farms up and down across the country. There is a swath that the contour of this event on April the 8th will take. There are a lot of people from Texas through Arkansas and Missouri and parts of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and even up in through New England, New York, across northern New England into Canada. Maine is going to have great sights. The farmers are wondering a couple of things. One of them is, how is this going to affect the animals? And because it will have an effect on animals, especially caged animals. And then how can you take advantage of the opportunity by offering places for people, you know, sell them a spot on your farm in the field for $100 if they want to watch, right? Am I the first person who suggested that? I don't think I probably am. But anyway, it's just another way of hopefully making your farm successful and enjoying something, taking advantage of something that is on the public's minds, big time. Also on the public's mind, but not as much, but we need to do something about that. It's Ag Month, Ag Week, Ag Day. I think I was talking about this last week because we had the opportunity in Massachusetts to have the folks, the American Farm Bureau Federation. I think we talked about this last week with Warren Shaw, how the services, if you will, of groups like the American Farm Bureau take the business of agriculture seriously and bring it to the legislature so that they can do things. And this was, we have a thing in Massachusetts called Ag Day. Go to the State House and have you know, food from the farms and talk about the legislative issues, and it's really pretty convincing and does a great deal to help with the bridging of the gaps of information that happen because there are not as many farmers around now as they used to be, and people in the legislature don't take them as seriously. Farmers take us seriously. So anyway, if you want info, you go to agday.org. One of the offspring of this Ag Day is the Celebration of Modern Agriculture. And this will be taking place in Washington, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. Theme this year focuses around agriculture's role in the sustainable supply chain. What they're trying to do is highlight the benefits of agriculture today, some of the equipment, some of the technology. The folks that produce these machines will be there to talk about modern farm machinery, highlighting ag organizations that use the technology to make food better and to take better care of our land, that sort of thing. So that's coming up May 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'll have to remind you again as we get closer to that. I'm going to put a circle around that in this informational packet that I have about it. So, all right, so we've got Ag Day taken care of, I think, and Ag Week, and the whole idea, I don't know, I'm not going to go off on this because I've gone off on it a number of times, how Sonny Perdue during Ag Week in 2019 said, you got to get bigger or get out. That so annoyed me. I can't begin to tell you. Anyway, I'm here for small farmers, family farmers. That's why the program is called the American Family Farmer. First part of each of the programs is devoted to the news that affects us all. And I think one of the biggest stories this week comes from Texas, where bird flu has been found. Well, the first case of it was found in Texas, but now it's extended to other states. As a matter of fact, Michigan, I think, has a case. Kansas has a case of it. So how can it get to cows is the question. That's a mystery. I think there's a lot of mystery around bird flu to begin with. And it was what's puzzling, I think, a lot of the agricultural experts is how it has gotten into cows. It's not easy. It's highly pathogenic. It's very deadly for chickens get it. I guess what I do know from geese that spread it, geese are the culprits here. I'm not a fan of geese under any circumstances. People say, oh, they're so pretty. Nah, they're obnoxious, and they're poop when it gets dropped when they're in the fields eating the alfalfa like they do in my fields and pulling up everything by the roots and dropping their poop, which is poisonous to the calves, salmonella, loaded with salmonella. If you have calves outside, as I do, I don't keep them in a pen. I keep them, well, the first few weeks of their lives I do, but then I put them out into a pasture where they congregate with the other calves, and the geese are around, and they poop in the field. I almost said that, really, that word that I'm not supposed to say on the radio for any who knows why. Anyway, the idea that this stuff is very and so did everybody else I know, think it was only a threat to chickens and to other birds. But now, apparently it's so virulent that it threatens the Texas dairy industry, which contributes $50 billion a year to economic activity in the state of Texas. One of the things that the folks in Texas and these other states are saying is that it's not a danger to humans. But humans are animals, and you can say there's no impact, but it's a flu. It's like the other flus, and the fact, you know, all these flus that are all over the place. We've had a really serious fundamental winter flu this year that's knocked a lot of us on our butt. And it's COVID. It's the regular flu. Is the cold is a flu. Nobody knows where it comes from, really, and they don't know how to get rid of it. So hopefully this is not going to be something that impacts too many dairies. Good Lord, that would be that's a disaster waiting to happen. All right, let's take a moment here to think about what you're doing. We've got one more week. By the time you hear this, we'll be pretty much at the end of the semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. So if you don't have cattle if you're in the cattle business, you probably have your own steaks. But if you're not and you're in other forms of farming, or if you're listening to this program because you want to support farmers and you want to know what's going on the farm, here's something for all of you to consider. The 50% off site-wide sale at Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, that's me, and shop their semi-annual sale. Load up on all the delicious flavors, things that you crave, and it's all at half price. That's it. Semi-annual site-wide sale. Visit omahasteaks.com. Get the benefits of all the luscious food, the great flavor, the great preparation. It's a real plus. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, let's get back to on the American Family Farmer, this story, because it's troubling as a dairy guy, as a cow guy, to see for the first time dairy cows testing positive for bird flu, avian influenza. And there are multiple dairy farms now that have tested positive, as I said, not only in Texas, but in Kansas and Michigan. Cows getting sickened by the virus. So the herds in New Mexico and Idaho that are being tested because cows are showing a sign of it. And so here we go into no man's land. There's some goats that contracted bird flu in Minnesota, too. I remember seeing that story late last week. So we all pretty much know what bird flu is. Gets into the respiratory system, gets into the gastrointestinal tract of the birds. And it's fatal to the birds. It didn't fatal to the geese that transmit it, but, you know, and other wild birds. But the commercial poultry and flocks of turkeys, that kind of stuff. It also affects marine mammals. And now looks like, you know, they say no humans have gotten it yet, but I think it's only a matter of time. Most of the past human infections, when they have occurred, people have been unprotected, had been exposed to infected poultry, and that's how they got it. So anyway, this will not necessarily impact consumers of dairy products, but it is a worry for our family farmers who are the dairy guys. And that's why I bring it to the attention of everybody, because they're required, if you do have it in your herd, you got to destroy the milk from any of the livestock that have it. Only the milk from healthy cows, obviously, going into human production. So if you're drinking raw milk, it's especially important. But when it goes through the pasteurization process, it gets rid of the bacteria, the viruses, and influenza is one of them. So I think the Food and Drug Administration is being overly cautious. Not a bad idea. I'm just looking at the number of cows here. It's H5N1. It's the Eurasian version, as I said, coming from wild birds. Pigeons have it. Geese have it. Blackbirds have it. Federal officials are not ruling out the possibility of cow-to-cow transmission as well. There's a Michigan farm that got a shipment of cattle from an affected Texas farm before any cows could see or show signs of the disease. They had them there. Wow. As long as they don't commingle with other herds, they'll be okay. But it's a very, very difficult thing to deal with. And so I pass it along because I think it's important for us to have that on top of mind. Okay? All right. I may spend a little more time talking about this. Some other news from Texas that I want to talk about are related to Texas farms that we'll get to in just a few minutes here. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with more news. I said we would talk more about what's going on in Texas because, among other things, Texas has more farms than any other state. But, interestingly enough, California generates the most money from farming. Young farmers under 35 are more prevalent up in the northern part of the country. And there are, let's see here, 18,000 farms growing blueberries. That, for your information, is the biggest growth area. I say that you can hear the smile in my voice. Did you know and do you care? I have on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations a segment called Do You Know and Did You Care? So did you know that the number of blueberry farms has grown in the last 7 years by a couple of thousand because blueberries are so popular, they're so good for you, and they're profitable. So now about 18,000 farms grow blueberries around the country, and much of the growing is in Texas because, you know, a lot of people think Texas, it's such a big state, a lot of people think Texas is all, you know, kind of dried out, not desert, but, you know, the pastures are tumbleweeds, and that's not true. You go to places like where the farm, the ag school is in Stephenville, for example, that whole area down there, which is, I remember, south and east of Dallas, fabulous, fabulous cow country. Anyway, so I'm looking at the stats from the Department of Agriculture, the Census of Agriculture. And so I told you the story about Texas and California because that's part of what I glean from looking at these stats. Other thing that I'm looking at among the headlines here are how many farms are gone, how many farms are being consolidated. We all know, for as long as we've been alive, that American farms have been disappearing, certainly in our lifetime, and the farms that are left are growing in size. So in the last 5 years, that trend has picked up steam. Overall number of farms decreased by 142,000. A 7% decline, the largest percentage decrease since the survey has been done. This is very dangerous in my mind. The number of farmers operating 5,000 acres or more have grown by 42%. And let's see here. From the economic perspective, as I look at the graphs in the report, 75% of the country's total value of agricultural production comes from farms with $1 million or more in sales. So that's not us. That's not the American family farmer. That's not the small farmer. But I think that these conclusions are relevant because there are a lot of people who, you know, are trying to keep up. They want to keep farming the family. I know a farm family up in New York State. There are three sons and the father, and they all have farms, and they all milk 1,500 cows. And they share, they pool equipment, they share land, all that sort of thing. And so it's very interesting how this is shaking out. There are more new and younger farmers. There are fewer black farmers, according to the stats here. And there are more solar panels being put up on farms. There is a lot of reason, you know, regenerative farming and stuff isn't as attractive as getting the money. The thing that is, I'm having it done on my farm, but it's taking so long. And so, you know, it's going to help with renewable energy. We'll get our electricity on the farm through the system, and we'll be able to sell a lot of it, too. So anyway, some trends according to the Census of Agriculture. Here I'm reporting on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen. Coming up next, we meet Steve and Jesse McBree from McBree Farm. Great story they have to tell, so stick around for that right after this.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were checked for cracks. More than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled. President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Most importantly, the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
After the hour now, time for us to travel. Maybe a little traveling music like Johnny Carson used to have Doc Severinsen. Let's have a little traveling music. Let's take a trip, shall we? If you're driving, you can't do this, but if you are driving, you can kind of close your eyes and take a trip with me. As you, most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And we have the American Family Farmer Show every week. And that doesn't keep me, I'm not shy about putting farm guests or people who have a farming background or penchant for farming on the Good Day Show as well. So with that in mind, we've invited Steve and Jesse McBee to visit with us. And they are here because they are responsible for something called McBee Farms. If you want to check them out after you listen, or while you're listening to us have a conversation about what's going on their farm, you can go to McBee, M-C-B-E-E, two E's, McBeeFarms.com, and we'll figure out together what this is all about and why I'm kind of excited to have them here. So, Steve and Jesse, welcome. How about you? Who's the older of the two, by the way? Let's give preference to the guy who's older.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm 29 and Jesse is 27.
All right, so yeah, Steve's 29 and Jesse's 27. How did you get along as kids growing up?
We were as close as you can possibly be as brothers. I mean, we grew up hunting, fishing, obviously farming and ranching. That's just kind of where we cut our teeth. We'd spend every waking moment outside of school and sports on the farm.
So what is there about what you bring to the table conversationally? You have, obviously, with those of us who are responsible, you like the land, you love the land, and sort of the focus, at least in part here, of why we're having a conversation is to explain to people why it is as important as it is for all of us to be appreciative of the land. And so you have a farm that's been around for how long? The McBee Family Farm, how long has that been around?
It's been around since 1998 is when we first picked up our first piece of ground. So we're first generation. We're not multi-generation, but we love the farm as if it was in our family name for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. And you're in Missouri?
Correct. Northern.
All right. So do I say Missouri instead of Missouri? Because Missouri is what most of the people from Missouri call say Missouri.
Yeah, we hear it both. We always say Missouri.
Yeah. Really. All right. So you've got a new reality television program which focuses on what goes on there. When I first saw this, I thought, okay, here's another one of these dating shows. The farmer needs a wife, you know, that kind of stuff. But yep. That's not what this is about. The show is called The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. So the first question I have, because Missouri is kind of like in the halfway point, I call myself a farmer. People west of the Mississippi and certainly in the southern tier call themselves ranchers. And the people who are on the farm are farmers. The people who are on the ranch are cowboys. Which are you?
So we use both terms because we've got a row crop side and then we've got a big cattle side. So if we're farming, we're farmers. If we're ranching, we're cowboys, basically. So it's intermingled with us because we run both operations.
And in terms of running them, your experience at being in your 20s, you grew up around it, but do you need to rely on other members of the family for help, for growth ideas, for what you're putting in the ground?
Yeah, I think not only other members of the family, but also people that we've met and who have worked for us for 10, 15 plus years. We rely on them. They've been around the farming and agriculture side and also the ranch side more than we have. So we rely on them and use whatever information they're willing to give us.
So I guess what I'm interested in, your dad is Steve Sr., right? And he is very involved still. Is he very much a part of what's going on the McBee farm?
Absolutely. It takes a full team effort. So besides Jesse, I've also got two other younger brothers. So there's a total of four McBee boys, my dad, who is very actively involved in the operation. And then we've got 65 full-time team members that help us run the farm and ranch. And it truly takes a full team effort to manage it.
All right. So how much land have you got?
Row crop-wise, we run 40,000 acres of tillable mix of corn and soybeans, and then we run 2,000 head of cattle, all Angus cow-calf pair. So we run 3,500 acres of pasture ground.
All right. So when I talk about on the American Family Farmer, I aim that program at what I refer to as the small family farm. And I say this not being facetious, but the size that you've just described does, in fairness, cover many family farms, especially the further out in your area that we go, further out into like Nebraska, you go down into any number of the farming states, even down to the Mid-South. There's a lot of family farming that's done on huge numbers of acres. I have a friend in Ohio who's got 3,200 acres. And that seems like a lot to me because I have a farm. I farm about 480 acres, mostly of hay that I harvest for my own cows. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. And so in my neck of the woods, Framingham, Massachusetts, I own 140 acres. I'm the largest single landowner in what they refer to as Metro West. So imagine if I could somehow or other capture 40,000 acres of land in Massachusetts, what fun I could have with that. And that's kind of right when you
think. A lot of fun in a lot more headache.
Yeah,
it's a challenge to run 40,000 acres, and honestly, whenever we're talking, you know, 200 to 500 acres anymore, whenever you're a first generation farmer, we're still making land payments. We didn't, you know, get gifted down, paid off land or paid off equipment. There's just not enough meat on the bone to make it profitable at 300 to 500 acres. So we had to grow out of necessity to be able to really have all the team members that we have and be able to make this place profitable, or at least try to.
Well, but at this point, we're talking to Steve McBee, by the way, and Jesse, his brother, about the McBee Farm, the website McBee, say it again, Doug, McBeeFarms.com, the television show, the reality show, and the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. But this is your place, not your father's. Even though your father is a part of it, this is the brothers who are creating this, not the dad, right? Even though he's helping you, does he have his own place?
Yeah, no, he definitely, yeah. My dad is the one who started this whole farming operation, actually. Back in 1998 was when he bought his first farm. And we grew up in that era, and basically...
Okay, so I didn't get that at the beginning.
Not taking the reins, but yeah, we're definitely a huge part of it. All the brothers are involved in it in some sort of capacity, so... He's definitely still heavily involved. That's kind of what the show kind of goes into.
It focuses on the relationship you have. What about women in your lives? What about mom? What about girlfriends? What about wives?
We all are in relationships. My mom is not involved on the show. Her and my dad separated quite a few years back, and so she's more of in the Kansas City area. But we all have relationships that are showcased and shown throughout this series. It wouldn't be a reality show without a little personal drama, so there's definitely plenty of that as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So in terms of what we take away from this, what do you want us as viewers? What do you want? You want us to be entertained for sure. But again, me being the farm guy, I'm going to be looking for that angle as well. So there are a number of angles here. What's the most important angle, the most important takeaway when it comes to the consideration of what we're looking at each week on each episode?
I think it probably changes between all of us on kind of what we want the viewers to take away. I know for me personally, I think the biggest thing is family is the most important thing, whether you're fighting or not. We'll go through a day and full out have a fist fight and be screaming at each other, and by dinner time we always sit down and have a family dinner, and the stuff on the business side goes away. So no matter if we have 10 cents in the bank or 10 million in the bank, that we'll always be family and we'll always have each other's backs.
Okay, so what you just described to me sounds like a combo of Yellowstone and Blue Bloods. That's, you know, those two shows.
That's pretty accurate.
I know.
That's what we're getting. You know, a lot of comparisons are obviously it's the real life Yellowstone, but then you get all the interpersonal related drama and issues that happen trying to work and deal with the stresses of a farming operation of our scale. So if we've gotten Yellowstone comparisons, Dallas comparisons, Succession, obviously, because
the
head of this farming operation, you know, it's us four boys and he's trying to decide which one of us four boys is fit to take over the farm as he phases out into his next phase.
Yeah, but he's not. But you're not trying to screw him like the kids are on Succession.
No. We all work together pretty well.
You take our lives.
Yeah. All right. So there are a bunch of different businesses, though, intertwined in this. Do they all get a fair shake on the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, the sort of documentary that we're talking about, the docuseries maybe is a better word for it. But you got the farm, you have a snack company, you've got a beef and meat company, you've got a coffee company, a car wash. Good God, you're building homes. So
yeah. We stay pretty busy. I mean, the show is definitely centered around the farm and ranch, but the other businesses do get showcased throughout the season. And really, all of the other businesses are to help supplement the farm income. The instability and the inconsistency of farm income led us to trying to create in these other industries that have more consistent revenue streams to help supplement the farm during the bad years so we can keep the farm and ranch around for generations to come.
Well, so that brings up an obvious question, that whether the producers of this series are focused on or not. You are, because you just mentioned it, and something that I talk about a lot on the American Family Farmer, the state of agriculture in America and what a mess it is. The government involvement or interference is what I refer to it as for the most part. The things that you have to put up with, that you have to deal with. And so in that light, how do you look optimistically, sort of like neutral, or are you pessimistic about the future of ag in America?
For us, and me specifically, I hate to say or give a pessimistic outlook, but the ag industry is on a downhill slide and not in a good
way.
And one of the parts of this reality show, I know it's a reality show. I know the drama that comes with it, and people are like, this is just a cluster. It's a mess to watch. But if we can spotlight the ag industry and showcase some of the challenges that we face as farmers and ranchers and bring awareness to that, with awareness comes the first steps to change. And that's one of the big goals for us.
All right. So the McBee dynasty, Real American Cowboys, has started on Peacock and also on the USA Network. There are 10 episodes that are currently streaming on Peacock, so you can watch it, you know, in its entirety if you're hooked up to Peacock. You can also see it weekly on USA Network and Bravo and E, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. That's what I want to do. I want to check it out there. Steve McBee, Jesse McBee, thank you for being here. McBeeFarms.com for the farmers that want to check this all out. The show is called the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, here on Good Day. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Honey. 53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, remembering that each week on the American Family Farmer, I guess what I'm trying to do is extol the value and the virtue of looking at websites. If you don't have a good website for your farm or a good Facebook page and you're doing business with the public, you're doing a disservice to yourself. So just take them. There are a lot of great places and ways to figure out how to do websites. I'm redoing mine right now. That's why I'm kind of thinking about it. But there are a lot of great farm websites. I was talking last week to Warren Shaw on this program, who not only is president of the America of the Mass Farm Bureau, but he also runs his own farm, a dairy farm in Dracut, Mass. And they've been around for 113 years. And he has really done a great job with the whole business of Facebook and social media websites and stuff. So you can go to shawfarm.com if you want to see how that all works. One of the things that we have talked about a lot here in Massachusetts, we have a problem with the state and its attitude toward protecting farms and certain categories of farms that can't have solar on them. I'm looking at things. This is Ag Week and Ag Month, and so I want to be as progressive as I can with my focus. How I can help you is to tell you in part what my experiences are, and my experiences with solar at this point we're setting up. So I don't know if I'm going to get what I've been promised, but I know Warren Shaw, the fellow I was just talking about, has, and he's the guy that I used as a model for what I'm doing on my farm. He's had solar for a couple of years on his farm, and it's turned out to be very productive. The way that I'm doing it is we have the folks from the local power company coming out to the farm this week to see how they can engineer putting it on the 3 acres of land that I want to have covered. It's controversial because people don't understand it. Some people, oh, what are you going to put those in your farm for? That's ugly. Well, it isn't really, and it's productive. And because of the new design, the solar panels are 10, 12 feet in the air, and they move with the sun. So that the sun's going to be able to keep the grasses underneath the solar panels growing, and the cows will be able to graze underneath these solar panels. They're our problems, though, I was talking to a guy who was a farm in Michigan, and he heard me on the radio talking about how the solar thing works. There's a lot of wind opportunity as well, but in essence, I think he told me he's from Michigan, and he had a hard time getting, and I'm not sure he ever did get through to the people in Michigan. Let's see here. In Illinois, I think you can get it done. But the question is, I think that I'm curious about getting an answer as to why people in neighborhoods, why people on farms, why people who are running the state farm departments like the Department of Ag are against solar development. They obviously haven't looked into it. They don't know how well it will work to saving the land, with saving these farms by the help that comes from what the income is from solar. I mean, I don't get what the opposition is, but then, you know, it helps to increase the value of your land, frankly, in terms of, like, you know, if you were to develop some of your land, it's worth a lot more for houses than it is for farming, which is kind of a sick reality in and of itself. But the returns are good. This is going to help your credit. There's all kinds of things, but mostly it's a good way to, I think, help you and your land. And so that's why I extol the value and virtue of it and suggest that you take a look at solar because I think it's impactful. And maybe that's one of the things that we should do as far as Ag Day is concerned. There are lots of stories around about a lot of people who are doing unusual things, not unlike having the solar panels, because it's still unusual. But then I was talking about with somebody the idea of composting. I do that on my farm as well. If you've not looked into it and you have cows or you can create a way to compost on your farm, it's a great business, helping to enhance the value of your farm. This is what modern farmers are doing because you can't make it on your own by selling vegetables or selling milk. So you do other things to make sure that you can save the land. So I offer those options to you in my own way here as I talk about the things that I have strong opinions about, which is a good thing, I hope. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.